Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
And now a star is born. On December 2nd, 1981, the world welcomed little baby Britney Spears.
Oh, baby, baby, she's not crying.
Doctor, I think you need to hit the baby one more time.
Britney Spears, a star is born.
Was cute.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Kusana, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. White House counsel Pat Cipollone informs House Democrats neither President Trump nor his attorneys will attend Wednesday's impeachment hearing in the House Judiciary Committee.
The White House is complaining that the witnesses, expected to be constitutional scholars, have not yet been named. Cipollone isn't ruling out future participation in the inquiry on certain conditions, including allowing Republicans to call additional witnesses. The House Intelligence Committee is set to release a report tomorrow on its findings in the investigation so far.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Another complaints that the hearing is scheduled for when President Trump will be in London for a NATO summit.
The president and fellow NATO leaders meeting here to mark 70 years of the military alliance. But there are tensions. The French president said recently that NATO is suffering brain death amid a lack of American leadership.
Fox's Simon Owen. All three people on board are killed in a small plane crash on a street in San Antonio, Texas. America's listening to Fox News.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift-wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, my newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum-pum.
Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Your friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
And welcome back to News Talk 93.1 FM. Coming up later this hour, Hasbro has released.
That is so, what's the
Freudian
word? Freudian slip?
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Hasbro has released a new, longer version of Monopoly.
Oh, boy.
What? How?
Yeah.
I've got what we need.
I have an audio file on this.
Yeah.
That will play when we
I know there's it. Certain rules with Monopoly that I don't actually follow, because apparently
right.
The rule is, if you land on a property, you have to buy that property or do something with it, regardless of, there is no decision making. It's just you have to buy it, or then there's some other penalty or whatever.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't, it's like the rule in checkers that I didn't find out about until I was way older, which is if you are near somebody to, if you are able to jump someone in checkers,
uh-huh.
You have to make that move. You cannot make any other move than if there is a jump placed in front of you, you have to make the jump.
Oh, I didn't know that was a requirement.
It is. That's a rule in checkers. I never knew that was a rule.
So you can't just move another checkers somewhere.
You can't move another piece. Yeah. If there's a piece that you can play as a jump,
interesting.
You have to play the jump.
Wow.
And I never knew that, but that is a rule in checkers. There's also that rule there for Monopoly, but there are ways to extend that and make it go for a very long time.
I don't understand a word you just said.
Sorry.
I'd have to learn chess all over. I mean, I know the way the pieces move, but that's about all I remember.
Hey, before we get to the very important weather.
Yep.
Apparently, that nice little warm spell, I was out in the yard with the doggies over the weekend, and I just, the grass is still growing. I had tucked my mower away for the winter.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to have to untuck.
You're going to have to do that?
Yeah, but that's okay. It will fire right up. It's just waiting for its annual tune-up anyway. At Lewis Lawn, where I purchased it, it's my second Toro, and the first one, which was 12 years ago now, still works. I get it serviced there because when you buy anything at Lewis Lawn, you can bring it back there for service. And there are some practical gift ideas there. Trust me, I would recommend, if you know anybody's got back issues, get them one of those 3-foot-long grabbers. It's great for getting behind bushes, pulling out debris, reaching for things on the floor, all of that.
It's a song from the 70s, right? The Grabber?
The Grabber, yeah, by the Jaggers, if I'm not mistaken, did that song. Steel blower. Who can't use one of those to get debris off the porch, down the driveway, push your leaves onto somebody else's lawn? They work. I've had one 8 years, never had it serviced because it still fires right up. Quality products with a service department to support whatever you purchase at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They're open right now every day, Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 in the afternoon at 244-9191. And Chad Sasser, that's our point guy at Lewis Lawn.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9788.
It's not just the temperature this morning. I'm looking at the new report from the airport that just came in. We're gusting to 21 miles an hour. You know, that's putting a bite into the air, making that 43-degree temperature seem so much cooler than it really is. Our forecast then, our high temperature may not make 50 degrees. I mean, it might, but we could stay at 49 perhaps for a high today. But you add in that stiff northwesterly wind, it will seem colder. Mostly sunny today, clear, cold tonight, low 28 as the winds die down. Tomorrow, still chilly, high 54, lots of sun. We'll be around 34 tomorrow night, low 60s on Wednesday with sunshine, and then mid-60s on Thursday is a nice recovery after this cold start to the week. Then chance of rain. I think some showers come in late Thursday night. Better chance of rain Friday. Right now this morning, we have clear skies, but northwest winds at 14, gusting to 21 miles per hour, are making that 43-degree temperature seem more like 36. That's the wind chill factor at 809.
You know, I guess because we live in our own places, or whether you're with your parents in those days, you don't see anything that strikes you as weird. But when you go to somebody else's place, like for Thanksgiving,
right,
you may see something that, well, that's bizarre. The weirdest things people saw at their parents' house over Thanksgiving, I got a complete list right after we trek traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Here are the problems that we have right now. I-85 southbound, just past Chantilly Parkway before Taylor Road. Accident there inbound into Montgomery. It's got traffic backed up to about Mount Meigs. It's going to take you a while to get through there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We have a lag going on again this morning. I-65 southbound at 143, where the folks from Millbrook jump on. It'll take a couple of minutes to get through there. It's just slow traffic. There's another slow down at I-65 and the Northern Boulevard across the Alabama River Bridge coming into downtown Montgomery. We still have that accident working at Highway 82 and 31 up in Prattville, and 18-wheelers having to be unloaded before they can get it out of the road. Use caution there. And also a new accident, Highway 82 in front of Prattville Country Club. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. That one's got traffic backed up a little bit on 82. Keep it right here. We will keep you updated. Get ready for Christmas at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell.
Turn in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the
We were just discussing the mayor of Barrett.
Sometimes we just entertain ourselves.
I know. As William Barrett likes to tell
of
us.
Of course.
The weirdest thing that you saw at your parents' house over Thanksgiving, this went out on Twitter, and here are some of the highlights from the Twitter feed, the things people saw at their mom and dad's house. Passive-aggressive framed art about bathroom etiquette.
Oh, no.
Yeah. How about this one? Craft beads in a urine sample cup.
What?
What?
A shrine. This is a weird stuff people saw at their parents' house over Thanksgiving.
A shrine?
Shrine to former Atlanta Braves player Chipper Jones. You want one of those for Christmas, a Chipper Jones?
No, thanks. You already took care of me with a signed ball from Acuna.
Yeah, Hall of Fame bound.
Yeah.
Edible strawberry body lotion. Edible strawberry body lotion.
Edible?
Yeah.
I like my body lotion edible.
A calendar on the wall turned to September 2006. Oof. Maybe they just haven't gotten around to changing
it. Or maybe it was a really good picture on it.
Mm. Rustic containers of spices from the mid-80s. Get those in my spice cabinet. All right, let's get a conundrum started here. I know you guys are going to rush to the phones like the Roadrunner to answer this one. The average woman will buy 220 of these over the course of her life.
Hmm.
220 whats?
Yeah, whats.
Yeah, that's it's kind of a surprise, actually. 272-9228 is the number.
272-9228.
Montgomery Eye Physicians, Montgomery Eye LASIK. What's a better gift than having your vision restored or someone you love and having their vision restored through a LASIK procedure at Montgomery Eye? Call 271-3804. That is the mandatory first step because the refractive surgery counselor has to determine whether or not your vision can be fixed with a LASIK procedure. 271-3804. When it comes to experience, nobody even comes close. 75 years as a practice, Dr. Swan and Shin have done thousands of procedures. You're in the best possible hands. If you'd like to learn more about LASIK, go to onlinemep.com. Onlinemep.com. Or, again, dial 271-3804 to see the refractive surgery counselor. So what is it the average woman will buy 220 of during her life? Our number is 272-9228, and I see we have one early contestant, and that's Robert. Hey, Robert.
Good morning, Gary.
How are you?
Okay, I'm going to go for brassieres or bras.
220. Oh. Well, okay. Things grow over time. They do from to... Is that the winning answer, though? No. But thanks for getting us started.
Appreciate it, Matt. Thank you. It's...
You're going to have to get the torture music.
It's nothing that brassiere. It's...
No. No, it's not an article of clothing, actually.
That was good.
I almost gave the refractive surgery counselor number again. Our number here to call and play our game, which has got a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Is 272-9228. What will the average woman buy 220 over the course of her life?
Okay, we're not going to give any kind of hints at this point. Maybe later on down the line if we don't get calls. So call.
Yeah, or we're going to be really annoying.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Funeral services for Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams are today at Garrett Coliseum in Montgomery. Williams was shot and killed in the line of duty last Saturday. Alabama News Network will have live coverage of the funeral starting at 11 a.m. Community leaders mark the 64th anniversary of Rosa Parks' arrest with the dedication of a life-size bronze statue of the civil rights icon. The statue stands near Montgomery Plaza downtown where Parks boarded the once segregated city bus in 1955. Secretary of State John Merrill has announced he is ending his U.S. Senate campaign. In a statement, Merrill says that after former Senator Jeff Sessions announced he was running for his old seat, he realized, quote, a crowded Republican primary only benefits Doug Jones. He says he's honored by the support and is looking forward to continuing to serve as Secretary of State. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I don't understand a word you just said. It's not important, the lawyers insist. 272-9228, this conundrum, the average woman will buy 220 of these. Don.
Hey, Don. Do
how y'all doing today?
Hey, we are special.
Ain't that the truth?
A quick thing, let me run by you. When you do the TV thing, it's hard to hear the TV folks.
Oh.
Well, I got
it. Your sound's way above
interesting.
It.
Interesting. Because in our ears, it all sounds...
Are you watching it on TV or listening to it on the air?
On the air.
Oh, yeah. On the radio. Okay, interesting.
Well, it's as high as that thing.
Well, that's interesting. Because we appreciate hearing that and knowing that, because in our earphones, they're all the correct
volume.
Sounds
right back. Yeah.
That's what I figured. I mean, I knew that because I knew y'all was right on it, but I mean, it's when it comes across over there, yeah.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you. What do you think? What is the answer to this conundrum?
Well, it could be purses.
Purses. That's a good answer.
It's just
that's an excellent answer. It's just not it. That's not it, Don. Thanks for your phone call.
Yeah, and don't forget, you're also in our grand prize drawing at the end of the week. 272-9228. Keith.
How about lipstick?
Lipstick.
Okay, that's good too.
We can say it's bigger than a lipstick.
Yeah. So it's not a brassiere. It's not purse. It's not a purse. It's not lipstick. Can I say this?
Yeah.
It's sort of has kind of a holiday theme, or it could be. It doesn't have to.
Yeah. That's
all right.
True.
All right. There you go.
Thanks, Keith.
What do you think,
Donnie?
Donnie.
Donnie?
Yeah, I guess that's me. It's Danny.
Hey, well, Danny. Sorry.
I'm going to go with what my girlfriend guesses, and what? She says shoes.
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 That's a very good
guess. That's another very good answer. It's not that. It is a thing.
I'll bet if we Google how many
thing.
Shoes will the average woman buy in a lifetime, it'd probably come
it'd
out
be
close
more
to that.
Yeah, probably.
It's a thing, so we've eliminated several things. All right.
Here's Guy.
Hey, Guy.
Well, I was
going to
say shoes,
so
I'll just say a manicure. How about
manicure? 220 manicures? Okay.
I
got to
get before I go down.
It's an actual thing.
Thanks, Donnie. Yeah, it's an item, and it's usually bigger than a lipstick and smaller than a purse.
Right.
Mike.
Curling iron.
Curling iron?
Curling iron.
No,
is...
that's not it.
Okay, thanks.
But I appreciate the phone call. Yeah. So, again, we've given you an idea on size. I even said that sometimes it has a holiday theme.
Yeah. No, yeah. We do. I have them.
As a matter of fact, I do, too.
Because the colors are so holiday-esque. We're given some very generous hints. And only, I repeat, only because it's Monday and we're all a little bit stew-nod from the long
and
weekend.
And we're wonderful people.
Yes, that too. 272-9228. The average woman buys 220 what? Ann.
Good morning.
Hi.
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses. Oh, my God.
Guess.
If I had a nickel for every sunglasses I've ever bought, oh, my God. I'd have a lot of money.
It's not it, but thanks for trying.
Thanks.
Not just thanks for trying.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Mom. It's 20 minutes past 8. 272-9228. What is this item? What is this item that a woman, the average, and again, we have to compensate for the fact that we consider the women that listen to talk radio to be far above
average.
While Jay is queuing up the next round of calls, we want to thank Don and Mitch Duncan for making the Iron Bowl that much more fun. It's funny, in the predict-a-thon, most of the predictions were irrelevant by halftime.
Right.
Most everybody predicted a low-scoring
game. The last 6 minutes of the first half.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. It was astonishing, because I went through them at halftime.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, it's going to be
already
a miracle if anybody wins this.
Right.
And a 48-45 score is what you call typical. In the meantime, if you've got holiday travel by car plan, don't forget. These guys try to make as much fun add some fun to the football season. Terrific group of people. Three locations to get your car serviced before you drive or to buy tires before you drive. Because they carry all the major name brands. They got overstocks on Goodyear and Kelly's right now. And always quote you a price that includes installation at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in postcard-like Millbrook. Don Duncan on Bell Road, just north of 1 in downtown. You work for the government. They make it so easy at 408 Madison. Back.
I will say something to you right now.
Yeah.
Based on what one of these people have told me, they have the right answer.
Who's first? Who's next?
Right there. Start at number one and go down the list, because that's who's. That's how it came in.
All right, Keith.
I tried it again. How about a scarf?
A scarf. That's a good one, but that's not it.
Thanks for trying.
All right.
Trina.
You could.
Hi. I was thinking with your Christmas clue stocking.
That's good. That's good. That's Christmas, but that's not it.
Women get more
that's
fruit.
That's really good.
Because they can hang their pantyhose.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Do women even wear pantyhose anymore?
I don't think it's very common.
Is flesh in vogue again?
Yeah.
Remember the egg?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's where I bought, used to buy mine.
I used to be under a bunch of Christmas trees, huh?
Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, I'm guessing neckties.
Neckties. That's not it.
Nope, but thanks for trying. Right. Again, see, neckties do have holiday themes.
They do.
Christy.
Yes, I'm guessing candle.
Interesting. Candles.
Give me candles.
You correctly predicted, Jay.
I won.
Well, when she called and I said, News Talk, what's your name? Hey, it's Christy. Is it candles? And I said, well, if we get to you, maybe it will. But, you know, I didn't.
You're right. You didn't let her know.
I was just like, oh.
Yeah, candles. That's why I said a holiday theme, because I put them. That's the only time I've got them going. You know,
that's what gave it away.
Yeah. Scented candles.
Smaller than a purse, bigger than a lipstick, holiday
thing. Right.
Christy, you want a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card? I'm going to put you on hold. Now you get to talk to Jay Scott.
Oh, man.
Jay. Real thrill there.
No, come on. I'm just having
Dear
a little fun.
Dear Diary, today
I talked to Jay Scott and listened to Skipper do traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. We still have that accident working on I-85 southbound into Montgomery. It's between Chantilly Parkway and Taylor Road. It is very backed up on the southbound lanes coming into Montgomery. It's going to take a few minutes to get through there. Use caution. Still busy on the boulevard, especially Troy Highway and the Eastern Boulevard. I-65 southbound still a little bit slow at 143, and still some congestion as you come into Montgomery, especially around the interchange and downtown. We got an accident at Highway 82 in Prattville in front of the Prattville Country Club, and we still have that accident working at Highway 82 and 31 in Prattville, where they're unloading an 18-wheeler to get it out of the road there. It's slow traffic around it. Please use caution wherever you are traveling this morning and drive carefully. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
Coming up, we have that new Monopoly game in Stupid News. Hasbro's come up with a longer version, the one that I thought could go on forever.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
We have that later on. Our Morning Maroon nominees, which includes a noted SEC football player. But first, here's Jay.
Hi, folks. This is Jay. I wanted to talk to you about I don't know how to catch them when you throw them like that. Seafood Bistro.
Hey.
Located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, and they open up today and every day at 11 o'clock. They are open again. Well, they opened back up on Sunday. They were closed Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for Thanksgiving and then Black Friday, and then, of course, for the Iron Bowl, which Chef Paul and Jessica are big Auburn fans, so I know they enjoyed
War Eagle.
That game. In fact, big happy birthday. I want to say it was yesterday. Happy birthday to Jessica.
Oh, happy birthday.
You had a birthday.
Happy birthday, Jessica. Yeah. She is, if I may be so bold to say, a goddess.
But check out, go online. If you want to see the entire menu that the Seafood Bistro has to offer, it is right there online in picture form. So you can also just look at the, oh, God, it's beautiful. Go to theseafoodbistro.com. Make sure the word "the" is in there, theseafoodbistro.com. That is where you will find their entire menu and what they have to offer there at the Seafood Bistro. You can order it from right there online if you'd like. You can have it delivered if you use one of the delivery apps on your phone. Or, like I said, just go by Perry Hill Road, 1651, and dine in if you'd like. It is the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
827, I may go there after the show and treat Mrs. Ritterbuttle to some seafood.
I haven't had cheese curds in a while, so I might...
She needs a boil bag.
Pick some up.
All this talk of food while I'm trying to...
We're bringing back, now that it's December, a lot of our traditional Christmas time favorites, including one about the office Christmas party that remains a classic.
Oh, I love it.
And it's only a minute away.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199. And ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for a holiday feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, everyone. It's Ginger from HR. Wanted to let everyone know that our company Christmas party will be this Friday night, starting at 7, at O'Malley's Steakhouse. We'll have lots of Christmas music, and we'll light the Christmas tree at 8. Thanks, and Merry Christmas. Hi, everyone. Ginger again. Yesterday's voicemail was not intended to exclude our non-Christian employees. From now on, we'll call it our holiday party. There will, however, be no Christmas tree, and no Christmas carols will be sung. Everybody happy now? It's Ginger. What a diverse bunch we have here. In response to the emails, I've fixed it so those of you who are with Weight Watchers can sit the farthest from the dessert buffet, and pregnant women will get the table closest to the restrooms. We'll have booster seats for short people, low-fat food for those on a diet. O'Malley says they cannot control the amount of salt used in the food. They suggest people with high blood pressure taste it first. And there will be fresh fruit for diabetics. Did I miss anything? It's Ginger. I've had it with you vegetarians. The party will be at O'Malley's Steakhouse. You can just sit there at the table farthest from the grill of death and eat your damn salads. Have a good time, because I'm not going to be there. I wouldn't party with you people if my ass was on fire and you were like Michigan.
Hello, it's Chris, acting HR director. I'm sure we all wish Ginger a speedy recovery. The holiday party has been canceled for Friday night. We've all been given the afternoon off with pay. So enjoy your holiday.
It's time. It is time
for stupid news.
Okay. Fade it off here quickly.
Click something, man. Here, you know, should I take it the wrong way that our company scheduled our Christmas party on a night they know I'm busy?
Well, it's complicated during the holidays, you know, trying
well,
not
to schedule it because that's when they could get the room.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
when the place was available.
They had a choice of that Wednesday.
Okay, well,
they didn't schedule it because they knew it was, hey, when's Greg doing his thing? Well, let's do our thing on that day.
That way
he won't come.
All right, I'm over it. Hasbro has just released a new board game for the Christmas season, a longer version of Monopoly, which already can easily become monotony.
No kidding.
In this version, the board is bigger.
And Leon's getting larger.
I knew you were going to use that.
I wonder how many listeners knew I was going to use that too, but that's okay. You got to deliver the expected every once in a while.
Sometimes you get disappointed when you don't get the results you expected.
Yes.
Like, why didn't he play that?
The board is bigger, so there are two or three versions of every property.
Like, oh, no.
Three boardwalks.
What are they, side streets, too?
There's only one die instead of two, so you move around the board slower.
Mm-hmm.
The board is getting slower.
And Leon's getting larger.
There you go.
And you can't get out of this game by going bankrupt. It only ends when somebody owns every single property in the game. It costs $20, available on Amazon. And here's more inflammation. Okay, you piece of crap. Pardon me. It's getting personal here. Let's try it again. Come on, stupid play.
Wow.
What's the problem here?
Wow.
Why does God hate me?
Like Monopoly, it's going to take longer.
Yeah. Guess what? If I have to keep refreshing this until 9 o'clock on the day after Joey's birthday, well, then that's what I'm going to do.
The game features a new game board that is much larger and a new set of rules. To win, one player must own all 16 streets, 4 railroads, 2 utilities, and all 66 properties.
Good lord.
It also features only one die, so there's no chance of rolling doubles. And if a player runs out of money, then you just rip each bill in half and you have a new set of money for them. Also, there's no auctions allowed, and players get money for landing on the free parking space. So get ready for the longest game of your life.
You know who I bet could win that game? Eddie Bader.
When's the last time you sat down to a board game of Monopoly?
You know, I feel bad. It's been a long time since Monopoly. But
when was the last time you sat down for a board game,
period?
Shondor does these amazing board games that are contemporary.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to learn one of them, and I still haven't. I got to make time for that kind of stuff.
Can you think of a contemporary board game, a title?
Contemporary board game?
Scribble. Monotony.
Maybe somebody will help us out with most popular.
There is
Yahtzee.
Yeah, there is. From what I understand, there is a once a month gathering. I want to say it's once a month. Somebody's going to call me and correct me on this. Yeah. But there is a once a month gathering. I want to say it's over at the Sanctuary for board games.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is.
And they sit down and they play board games. And it's not necessarily, it's more contemporary board games. It's not all Monopoly and Chutes and Ladders.
I loved playing them, but who has the time anymore?
I mean, those are there. You can still sit down to a good game of Candyland if you wanted to
Candyland,
do that.
Candyland, wow.
Candyland. Wow. I used to cheat.
You cheated on Candyland?
Oh my God.
No. When Janelle was little. Her favorite card was the snowflake, because you basically got to the end of the Candyland.
Okay.
With the snowflake. So I would
hang on.
Very deviously make sure it was in a spot in the deck where she would draw that card, and she won every single time, and it made her happy.
Oh, my God. Cheated on Candyland. What are you in for?
I shoplifted a greeting card once, too, and got caught. It's been nothing but a life of crime for me.
I killed a guy once. What are you in for?
It was from Mom's Day.
cheated on Candyland.
Sex offender? No, cheated on Candyland.
We interrupt the hijinks for a call with Keith.
Yeah, y'all were talking about Monopoly, that new board out. Yeah. They've also got another one that's called Millennial Monopoly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you can Google the game, the Monopoly. It's got like 100 different Monopoly games now. But the Monopoly one, the Millennial one, the participants aren't allowed to buy any property.
I was waiting for the punchline. Yeah.
That's true?
You can't buy any property.
No, I believe you. By the way, there is a Millbrook Monopoly game.
Yes, I live in Millbrook.
Oh, okay, so you know about it.
You can play twice a day.
Yeah.
Twice, you know it. Twice a day.
Except the board pieces in Millbrook are a little weird. There's a pair of and I think a con.
Oh, wow. Well,
it's Millbrook.
Thanks for the Millennial Monopoly update.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
836. There's a beautifully wrapped box under the tree at home that will be making the journey to Florida later this month. Janelle had picked this nice string necklace, little diamonds and things, off the Brian Jewelry website. And when I went in to pick it up, Lynn Bryan said, there's earrings that match that. She didn't ask for those. I bought them. They're beautiful. They go with the necklace. She loves the necklace. Her mother told me yesterday that she wears it all the time. So I think that'll be a hit. It'll be a very nice stuffing stocker, because I always give her the same silly things in the stocking every year since she was a little kid. The Lifesaver book and all that stuff. So
this you still do the $2 bills?
I do a... they don't sell them anymore at Walgreens, but they were tins that were just long enough to put some cash in. Mm-hmm. And clothes. And they look nice.
Yeah.
But, and I still do that. And do the $2 bills and everything else.
That's
but,
cool.
Because $2 bills, you don't want to spend them. You save them.
Right.
That's the whole point.
That's a good reason.
And so, but that will be, I can't wait for that moment. That's a reason to look forward to Christmas, because she is going to love those. Brian Jewelry has done a phenomenal job of coming up with that perfect gift idea for the person you're shopping for at Christmas time. They can create it too, although if you want them to make something custom, I would get there sooner, because you don't want to find here, you just can't because we're so backlogged. You obviously want to get your idea ready by Christmas time. They can also modify an existing piece. Go to BrianJewelry.com, join their club, save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. Or stop by and see Lynn and that incredible team, Kenny and the gang, at Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main, in the preferred community.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Boy, talk about a drastic change. Today's high temperature will be about 30 degrees colder than Saturday's. Wow. Today's high temperature up to about 49. We were at 80 on Saturday. Northwest winds at 11 to 16, gusting at times to 20 to 25 will make it seem colder. It'll add a bite to the air. Otherwise, mostly sunny today, clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature 28. Still very chilly tomorrow, 54 for a high, 34 for a low tomorrow night. And then we're back recovering to 62 Wednesday, mid-60s on Thursday. Good bit of sunshine. Chance of some showers by Thursday night. A better chance of rain on Friday. Right now this morning, it's 43 degrees. If that was the only story, that wouldn't be too bad. But northwest winds at 14, gusting to 21 miles per hour, making it seem more like 36 now. 8:38.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Morning Room nominees coming up next.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a couple of problems to tell you about. I-85 southbound, just past Chantilly Parkway, before you get to Taylor Road. An accident there that has got traffic backed up now all the way to Mount Meigs. Use caution. It's going to take a few minutes to get through there. We also have a new accident on the Eastern Boulevard as you pass Woodmere Boulevard just before Carmichael. It's going to be right there in the right-hand lane. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles as they respond. I-65 and 85 are moving pretty smooth through downtown Montgomery. We still have an accident working on Highway 82 in front of the Prattville Country Club, and also an older accident, Highway 82 at 31 in Prattville. It's taken a while to clean that one up. An 18-wheeler involved there. Use caution everywhere and drive carefully. The Toyotathon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until after Christmas on some models. Don't miss the Toyotathon now at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll bank them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's 840.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Funeral services for Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams are today at Garrett Coliseum in Montgomery. Williams was shot and killed in line of duty last Saturday. Alabama News Network will have live coverage of the funeral starting at 11 a.m. Secretary of State John Merrill has announced he is ending his U.S. Senate campaign. In a statement, Merrill says that after former Senator Jeff Sessions announced he was running for his old seat, he realized, quote, a crowded Republican primary only benefits Doug Jones. He says he's honored by the support and looking forward to continuing to serve as Secretary of State. Community leaders mark the 64th anniversary of Rosa Parks' arrest with the dedication of a life-size bronze statue of the civil rights icon. The statue stands near Montgomery Plaza downtown where Parks boarded the once segregated city bus in 1955. And those are some of the top stories we're following this morning. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
It's getting close to the end of the year, and our suppliers are overstocked with excess inventory. They are ready to move at a discounted price.
So right now would be a good time for the River Region to get a free estimate and a great deal on a new system.
Yes, if you're in the market for a new furnace, AC, or a complete system, we are ready to move this equipment at the lowest prices of the year, and all new systems come with a 10-year warranty.
Okay, River Region, don't wait for your system to break down and be forced to make a quick decision. Call for a free estimate today before this offer expires.
Or make sure your old system is performing at full strength and sign up for a United maintenance plan with a fall tune-up.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Fuzz on the stuffing, pie I'd forgotten, smelly and disgusting, turkey in Tupperware without a lid. These are the things that are left in my fridge. Moldy potatoes and cornbread in foil, green bean casserole has totally spoiled, the macaroni and cheese is rancid. These are the things that are left in my fridge. A putrid pie, the turkey stinks, stuffing didn't last. I've gotta throw out all the food in my fridge. Our Thanksgiving meal's gone bad.
News Talk, 93.1 FM, WACB at 844. Time for our Morning Maroon nominees, so let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
How's your barisma stock doing, John? It is time to honor the dumbest of the dumb, our Morning Maroon nominees. And we're going to start. We may do an extra one instead of just three.
All right.
We live in a very high-tech time.
Sure.
And men who think they can just take some other dame out for dinner and not get caught because, oh, she never goes there.
Dame.
This is a new one. Tom Sietsma is a food critic for the Washington Post. That's about the only part of that newspaper I would read. Got a message from a reader last week thanking him for a recent restaurant review for a very unexpected reason. While he was dining at the restaurant, he took a picture of the interior, and she noticed her husband dining there with another woman.
Oh, no.
She says, your latest review is accompanied by a picture of my husband dining with a woman who isn't me. Once confronted with the photographic evidence, he confessed to having an affair. So, there's one. You just don't, unless you're ready to pay the price. Okay, this is a little weird. A guy in Uttar Pradesh, India, named Balkasan Chaubey.
He's got a Chaubey.
What a name.
He was wanted for several crimes, including a murder. But he kept finding ways to dodge the cops. Well, they found out he was looking to get married, so a female cop called him, said it was a wrong number, started chatting with him, and after a week of talking on the phone, she proposed to him. And he said yes. As she showed up to attend the ceremony, she arrested him. So, yeah, it was completely set up. We have to... the cop,
yeah,
sort of like a wedding sting.
Yeah.
We have to include the Mississippi football player who cost his team at least a tie and maybe the game by deciding, here's a sportsman-like thing I can do. I'll
lift up his leg,
crawl along the field like a dog, and lift my leg up like I'm peeing on the field. They got penalized, and they had to kick from 35 yards.
No, that's a legitimate nomination.
Yeah. And then... we have a woman who shot at a KFC drive-thru. Why?
Ooh, what?
We've heard stories like this before. My French fries were cold or whatever. She shot at a KFC in Sandy Springs, Georgia, because they didn't put a spork in her bag.
A spork?
Yeah.
Is that that combination food, spoon, fork thing?
Yeah.
It's called a spork?
She never,
It's not like the combination fork and knife, which is called the fife.
Yeah.
Boo! John L. J. Dare was arrested Tuesday after they tracked her, after retrieving her license and everything else from the KFC video cam.
It's between wedding sting and sport.
Yeah, I'm going with firing a gun because you didn't get a spork, being pretty dumb.
Yeah, sporked.
I was ready to give it to the player that peed on the field.
I didn't see any competition for him until this morning, and I saw that other story.
That spork is just ridiculous.
Yeah, and I'll go along with that.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Honorary mention for the football player from Mississippi.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
At the least. 8:48.
And this is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a couple of problems to tell you about. I-85 southbound, just past Chantilly Parkway, before you get to Taylor Road. An accident there that has got traffic backed up now all the way to Mount Meigs. Use caution. It's going to take a few minutes to get through there. We also have a new accident on the Eastern Boulevard as you pass Woodmere Boulevard just before Carmichael. It's going to be right there in the right-hand lane. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles as they respond. I-65 and 85 are moving pretty smooth through downtown Montgomery. We still have an accident working on Highway 82 in front of the Prattville Country Club, and also an older accident, Highway 82 at 31 in Prattville. It's taken a while to clean that one up. An 18-wheeler involved there. Use caution everywhere and drive carefully. The Toyotathon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until after Christmas on some models. Don't miss the Toyotathon now at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Happy birthday yesterday to...
Joey.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
On the 1st. I think that Jack's got one coming up, too.
I need to check that room over there for something.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. There he is. The
Happy birthday boy.
Hi,
Joey.
Well, you're welcome.
Mr. Trump.
I wanted to say that now that we have had Skipper report all the morning carnage from people driving Stunod after
carnage.
Carnage, see?
I see what you did there.
Because they are the cure for carnage. Edit Montgomery Payton
Bond. Oh, gosh. I wish I would have had that line. I could have.
When your car is diagnosed with carnage, bring it to MPB for the fix that you need. You know, when they take a car in, they fix it all. They don't skip any steps in the process, no games, because that's the founding principle behind MPB. We're going to do it all, or we're not going to do it at all. And he put basically the future of the business on the line by taking that tough stand and not engaging in the kind of games that were going on between insurance adjusters and auto repair places back then. No, not Donnie Turner, nor his son Brandon. They have ethics of steel. How about that?
Well, you're just spitting them out today. Let me write that one down too. Ethics of steel. Got it.
Ethics of steel, yeah.
Carnage.
And the whole idea when you bring your car there, and of course, the last time you see it before it's in their capable hands, it's all crumply and wrinkly and sad looking when you get it back.
Wait a minute, crumpling and rippling.
The only thing missing is a sticker in the window because it looks like it just rolled off the showroom floor. Get the best. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard of East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with AW.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on the market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Folks, the original Smokehouse Pit Barbecue is back. A River Region institution since 1990, the Smokehouse is back with the original recipes you grew up with. Hand-pulled pork, chicken, turkey, ribs, and wings, all smoked over five hickory pits. Our famous baked beans, potato salad, and banana pudding are made fresh daily from the original recipes. Enjoy our full bar with eight beers on tap. Open Tuesday through Saturday, same great location, Main Street in Millbrook.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I find it electrifying that Joey has had another birthday.
All across the land, they're singing happy birthday to you.
Everybody.
Oh, you're my.
Good
can hit the hay.
I don't hear the Cronins in North Carolina.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing, happy birthday.
Joey.
There you go.
Oh, thank you, Greg.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Gift is locked in a room here in the building.
Oh, it must be very special, then.
It is.
Oh, it's a little puppy.
No, it's something I got months ago.
Oh, I remember.
You remember, but
I don't remember what it is.
Poor puppy been sitting around trapped for months.
Probably needs to go to the potty really bad.
Wait, I think I might know what this is. I think you ordered it right in front of me, like on air.
Really? Is that right?
What?
Is it an LP? I remember things.
You know what was released?
And I'm very excited to have that in my hands.
As Rick Peters would say, happy birthday to you.
You know what was released yesterday? Way back in... Comfortably with this collection.
Who's going off?
She's dribbling.
She's dribbling?
Equinox by Styx was released.
What?
Yesterday.
By Styx?
Styx!
You're kidding. I used to work for them.
What year was that, though? I don't know.
That would have been 76.
I'm looking it up now.
Six.
70, released in December of 75.
Wow. Oh, Equinox. I was thinking of Grand Illusion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was released December 1st, 1975.
And you know what? I remember that A&M Records shipped me a case of albums, and I remember peeling out the first one just so I could see my name on the back.
And it is there. We still have Equinox or Equinox here in the...
It's somewhere over there, I think.
Are you impressed by that, Jack?
I'm real impressed, Greg.
Whoa. Just listen to the sound of that. Listen to the sound of that impressiveness.
And the new cheer at Ole Miss, Hotty Potty.
So, what... Yes?
Thank you for the gift. I know what it is, and it's my favorite...
Just see Fresh Ever. Later. I'm not going to rap it. I'm not going to do any of that stuff.
Yeah. Is it Steely Dan?
No, it's not Steely Dan. It's a single.
Prince?
Yeah.
It's a okay.
Mountains and the
is it K-Town?
Extended version of Mountains.
Huh.
It's a collectible. I mean,
it's
one record, and it wasn't cheap.
I know. I watched you order it.
So
we did this on the air.
I'm at that age where you get somebody a gift. Somebody who doesn't work here anymore sent me a text reminding me, don't forget you bought that thing for Joey. And then, oh yeah, that's right. So I remember the gift, but I don't remember ordering it in front of him. So
you did it on air in front of
him. What a dumbass.
Yeah, I had that coming. All right, it's a minute before news and views. I'll be back at 3.
Ward Yamaha, maybe. Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am in Troy is family-owned and celebrating 47 years in business. They've been going strong for three generations, and the fourth generation is here. So come on in and be a part of the family. They now have six brands under one roof. Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am. Hunting season's so very important in the South, and for 40 years, Ward's has been your hunting and play headquarters. Located on Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama. Find them on Facebook. Go see AJ and Troy Ward.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made